From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Pac-Man, that voracious yellow video gobbler, is heading for high honors this week. He will be among those inducted into the International Video Game Hall of Fame. The ceremony will be held in Ottumwa, Iowa, which has claimed the title Video Game Capital of the World since 1982. Now the city wants to take its fame to the next level and make some extra tourist cash. Dale Euling is Ottumwa's mayor. He joins us from City Hall. Welcome to the program.
Happy to be with you.
And Ottumwa, the video game capital of the world, according to whom?
Well, according to what has happened back in the 1980s, we had a Twin Galaxies, which was an arcade, and Walter Day began to keep the high scores for the different games, and Twin Galaxies has continued to be kind of the official scorekeeper of the high games. So the governor made a proclamation and the mayor that Ottumwa was the kind of the video capital of the world, and or at least of the United States. And so we've been pursuing the concept of developing a museum and hall of fame to go along with the fact that we're claiming that Ottumwa is the video gaming capital of the world.
And who would dispute you, I suppose?
Well, we haven't had anyone yet.
And there's still time.
We're looking at this from the standpoint that Cooperstown, you know, has become a very prominent tourist attraction. And
for the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Right, and we're larger than Cooperstown. We're actually a town of 25,000 and have a pretty good highway system. We're on a four-lane highway. You know, we feel that we're in a good location. We're on Amtrak. And so we're just going to continue to work on this Hall of Fame. It's going to be several years before we get that constructed. But in the meantime, we're going to have different events.
So you'll be inducting the Video Game Hall of Fame, but there is no actual physical Hall of Fame at this point.
We do not have a Hall of Fame, but we have a event center, which will be kind of our headquarters, and we will have a whole host of things going on. There's going to be a place set up for bringing your own computers and having competition there, which will go on all night if they want to.
How many people are you expecting in Ottumwa for this event this week?
Well, we're hoping that there'll be somewhere in excess of 3,000, hopefully up towards 5,000. So a lot of activities, and we'll be actually dedicating what we call Central Park as the Pac-Man Park. The founder and manufacturer of Pac-Man will be here on Friday.
Now, Pac-Man Park just for this week or forever?
Well, it's at this point temporary. We have a process that we have to go through if we're going to change the name of a park. And right now it will be Central Park with a sign that also says Pac-Man Park.
Mayor Euling, do you think you'll be tempted to sit down this week and play some Pac-Man, play some Donkey Kong?
Well, I may try it. I will depend on how things go and how much time I have.
Uh-huh.
I really have never gotten into video games. I'm lucky to, I guess, be able to use my computer as much as I do and get my emails and that type of thing.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
All right. Thank you.
That's Mayor Dale Euling of Ottumwa, Iowa, talking about Big Bang 2010. That's the city's video game festival. This year, they're honoring 28 gamers and game creators, along with the classic game Pac-Man, being inducted into the new International Video Game Hall of Fame.